I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success. That is, until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free, and why France was a slave. Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in 1800. A few years before Dr. D. James Kennedy passed away, I spent an afternoon with him at his church in Florida. Dr. Kennedy was the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, known for stating on national television regarding abortion, that is, while pointing his finger at his viewers, 4,000 die daily and 300,000 pulpits are silent. On one occasion, Dr. Kennedy told me that while he was holding a large convention at his church, the homosexual lobby was protesting him. A pastor attending the convention was shocked and asked, "Why is your church being protested?" James Kennedy corrected this pastor with a relevant question to his question. "You mean your church doesn't get protested?" Friends, Protestant has meaning. Protestant. America is looking for the Christ that the 78% of Americans claim that they serve. Agree or disagree with Reverend Charles Finney? Well, he stated, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, friends, the pulpit is responsible for it." How deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to its own history? Nowadays, effeminate hirelings have infiltrated the pulpits. Pulpits they have no business occupying. And by the looks of them, I can see why the enemies of America are so encouraged. Instead of preaching against sin, transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept sin, attempting to cover it with a false grace, read Isaiah 30, and in so doing, they teach their congregants to war against a just and a holy God, Micah 3:5. What a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during and after the Revolutionary War, causing the colonists to stand up to the face of tyranny. The British labeled them as the much-feared Black Robe Regiment. The British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand, an unbalanced cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7 through 8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Bishop Charles Galloway, 1898. The ministers of the Revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the Revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country. Historian B.F. Morris, 1864. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee from its responsibility to be part of the political process when, in fact, God is the one who gave government, read Exodus 18:21. The church is to overcome evil with good, and as our forefathers rightly stated, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And friends, might I remind you that God is always willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for.
bbsradio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to show you something really quick so people could kind of understand what is going on here. Someone brought up the fact that Joe Rogan is making, he just got his second $200 million contract. I don't know if people realize as to why that is. But I want to show you some images so you can probably understand perfectly for yourself. This is a picture of Joey right here, and it's a picture of him and the grandson of Anton LaVey, the high priest of Satan, who, by the way, right before he died, he said, oh, I've done something terribly wrong. Oh, yeah, you have. But if, again, you want to understand why all the confusion, why this guy's getting $200 million contracts, unimpeded, he's not suppressed, he's not being pulled from any platforms, he's given a free hand to do what he wants to do, just go ahead and take a look up at the screen, friends. You'll understand perfectly as to what's going on here. Joey's sitting there with the church on that it says 666 on the bottom of the picture, and also interesting, he's got a satanic quote over the top of it, given the devil's horns, along with none other than Stanton LaVey. Okay. Just so you all understand who he is and why people are confused as to who Joe is and why he's, you know, his viewers and those that listen to him are so confused about things, it's because he's confused. And the fact of the matter is he's bowed down and he's given it all up, folks. He's bowed down to serve the evil one, and that's exactly why he's been given the $200 million contract once again by none other than Rumble. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because over the last couple of days, I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about what's going on the platform. So I took a bunch of pictures, probably five of them, of people complaining about the issues that they were having on the platform, and I sent them in. And I sent it in not once, not twice, but three times. And then today I sent in the fourth and final. Therefore, I made contact with the higher-ups over at Rumble to see if we can get figured out as to what is taking place. Why are our viewers being unsubscribed? Why are they being kicked off of the platform? Why is it that they're getting no sound? They're having issues, folks. They haven't responded yet. Just wanted to let you know. And do yourself a favor. Go ahead and contact them yourselves because that's what they're going to tell me anyways. But again, this shows you what in fact happens when you're going the right direction. And I'm talking about the direction that the Lord would have you go. This platform, I know that there's a lot of new people to it. You need to understand that when you come over here, you're either going to hate your sin, 1 John 3:4, transgression of God's law, Exodus 20, or you're going to hate me. Okay, and you're going to hate me for not taking responsibility for what's become of your soul first and what's become of your nation. Okay, so let's just get that straight. We take responsibility here, and I think it's important for everybody to understand that. I also want to say this. I just seen a quote just a couple minutes ago, and it was kind of a kick in the pants, but it's exactly right. It was Whitfield that, by the way, when he used to preach, he used to street preach, and he would field preach. He was a field preacher as well. But while he would preach, people would throw dead cats at him. They'd throw rocks at him. They'd throw eggs at him. And he would go home, and he would write in his diary that he was honored today by having dead cats thrown at him. he was honored today by having eggs thrown at him and rocks thrown at him. Well, he understood in his time what it was going to take to face off with the spirit of the world. You know, he was promised those persecutions. I mean, the Bible does clearly say, folks, even those that desire to live a godly life, they shall be persecuted. Even desire, right? Well, he understood that. He understood that he was going to be mocked. He understood that he was going to be hated by men. What kind of a preacher do you think he was? Do you think he was one of those preachers that just sat up in a pulpit and just calmly spoke? And just, you know, just everybody couldn't wait to hear what he had to say next in the sense of how intelligent he was, but there was no life involved whatsoever. Well, I want to remind you that George Whitefield was also the one that made the comment in how right on he was. Put this up against 1 Corinthians 15. The reason why congregations have been so dead is because they've had dead men preaching to them. Oh, that the Lord may quicken and revive them. How can dead men begat living children? This is what you're going to get in this next hour, the next four segments, is the life of the Spirit. You're supposed to find your faith not in the wisdom of men, in any sense of the word, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Also go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, where it says that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. And if you take it over to 1 Thessalonians, we can keep going on here, folks. You keep going over line upon line, precept upon precept, now jumping over to 1 Thessalonians, that you would know what sort of men are among you, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Again, that's what you're going to get here. I got a lot to show you today. We're going to be talking about resistance to tyrants as obedience to God. This is all spawned from a conversation from someone that read my last article, and just about as backwards as you could possibly get, and I'll share that conversation with you, and then I'm going to give you the background concerning who we are and where it is that we came from, so you can see who's backwards. Do you remember in the book of Acts where Jason, his house was assaulted because the Pharisees of the day said that Jason and his house, they turned the world upside down? Yep, that's what we're doing here, but we're turning it right side up. And we're supposed to be a part of the answers. And again, that's what we're going to be doing here, Isaiah 58, verse 12. If you want to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. I also want to remind everybody that's new here, every president up until criminal, foreigner, sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama and his husband, Michael, said he, not me, said he. Every president up until that point acknowledged that we were a Christian nation. Every single one. Oh, and don't think for one moment he's still not behind the players in politics, friends, these little scoundrels. He's just a bigger scoundrel pulling the strings on some of these corrupt politicians that we face off with today. Now, listen, I was doing some work this morning. I always do work in the morning because I work all the way up until the point I do radio, and then I get right into the Word again, and then I do that over and over and over again. Well, with that said, I had some feeds come up, and I had this one in particular, and I got to tell you, I was elated after I watched it. And why was I elated? I'm going to share that with you in just a moment, and I'm going to tee this up for the first break, and then right after I'll pull these up. But there's this lady, her name is Jillian Michaels. I don't know who she is. I don't want to demean her for her efforts. I think her taking a stand and doing again what men should be doing is fantastic, and we high five her for that. But she just really kind of, she's kind of talks like this, and it's not like there's anything wrong with her. It just sounds like she's kind of lazy in spirit. But she does an interview with a guy concerning the United Healthcare CEO, you know, the one that was murdered. What he was responsible for. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and then I'm going to show you the response of that man's death. It's going to surprise you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see that call coming in from Aurora, Colorado. Just hold on for me for a moment, please. Sal, I see you there. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I want to get right to this. This is an interview with this lady. I have no idea who she is. But the fact of the matter is what she did was good here. And she pulled this guy up. And the question that was asked to the guy that's being interviewed here is, who really was the UnitedHealthcare CEO? That's what she had wrote. And so I'm just going to play just a couple minutes of this for you, and then you're probably going to understand what took place with Julian, the one that shot him, because he was denied from this company, this insurance company. That's why he responded in such a fashion. But what I want to share with you after you hear this information is what I've always told you, and this is what the powers that are tolerated are scared to death of. I'm not going to let it out of the bag yet, friends, but I do want you to hear this. And he says some choice words here, so I'll do my best to kind of catch him if I can, you know where he's going to be doing it. But now check this out. The question is, who really was the UnitedHealthcare CEO? Again, listen to the response.
You look at why this man might be targeted. There's insider trading stuff. You told me it was like tanking teachers.
Out of empathy, I would say, like, let's sing his praises too on what he did do right. He graduated, I heard, from a town of 1,200 people. He finished valedictorian of his high school, a very smart individual. I'm sure his parents were very proud. And he climbed the corporate ladder and made his way up to being CEO of United.
Okay.
But what did he do with that power, right? Power, heavy is the head that wears the crown. You can choose which wolf to feed. You know that old adage, do you feed the light or do you feed the dark? And I'm sorry. When you look at the history and you look at the record, he fed the dark. He fed the dark. He implemented AI algorithm programs that rejected 90% of claims artificially.
Okay, so did you hear that? The man that was shot in Maple Grove, Minnesota here, the CEO of United Healthcare, he was denying 90% of all those that made claims after they received the bioweapon from the government by force, right? Or at least that's what they'd have you believe. No, they took the shot because they feared the government. They didn't fear God. That's why they bowed to the government. The government is you. They don't have the authority to force anybody to do anything like this. And that burden of proof has always been on them, not on you. Okay, just for the record. But did you catch that? This Julian, this guy that went out and shot the CEO from the United Healthcare in Maple Grove, Minnesota. He was the head. He made $10 million a year. He denied 90% of the people that were making a claim. You know the old adage? You can only oppress a people for so long before they respond. Well, hey, listen, don't get me wrong. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. When someone's targeting you and your family, trying to force a bioweapon into your body, people are going to respond soon enough. And I got to tell you this too, friends. You should see the memes on social media. Oh my goodness. 4 years after the fact, that's all people are talking about are the effects of the bioweapons and the people that have been murdered because of them. That is the response that my sources are telling me. And from this interview right here, this man is telling me that's exactly why that kid who was suffering side effects, he was one of those 90% that was rejected by the CEO, so he went after the CEO. What did they expect? Oh, by the way, this wouldn't be happening if the government would enforce the law in the first place. But the problem you're having is the government is taking money under the table from bonuses of the money that they stole from your tax dollars, your coffers, and gave it to the pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt. That's how this is all working. Everybody's going in for the kill, literally. But as I said before, and I'll say it again, if you think that you're going to allow a government to shed the blood of 80 million babies, even if it was just one, you better understand the minute that you allowed that to take place, you're now an accomplice. Because the Lord said, he hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. And he said, when someone takes the life of another, you are to shed the blood of that individual that took the life of the innocent. Numbers 35:33. And for all of those that want to deceive themselves into believing otherwise, you go ahead and do that. But I'll tell you what, one thing that just comes to my mind and my aid at this very moment, no one can refute the thought that I'm going to share with you right now. You reap what you sow. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Why? Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Okay? And what's happening, going back full circle, this man is reaping the just recompense of what it was that he was responsible for being a part of as an accomplice, a knowing accomplice, a willful accomplice. I want you to think about this again. 90% of the people that made claim from United Healthcare were completely disregarded. Completely disregarded. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the response is going to be? They got it, didn't they? And namely, so did the CEO. And as this guy's highlighting right now, he had every opportunity in the world to do the right thing. And what did he do? He did the wrong thing. And he was talking about how he fed the dark side rather than the other side, the right side, and looking out for the people. You know, this is becoming common now. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but all of that money that you've been pouring into insurance companies or some of the richest companies in the world, do you know that they're now starting to turn on the people? They're starting to turn on their constituents. Americans, this wouldn't be happening if you stood up and you were the law and you demanded justice upon the heads of the guilty. But here you have the government that's complicit with the crime. See, and as long as they're complicit with the crime, they are not going to bring justice upon those that are accomplices with them, because they don't want them telling on them neither. They're both guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. Now, just with that said, and I'm glad I didn't get his F word in there, but I do want to move forward because that's really all that I needed to share with you. Okay, there was more, and it went on for like 15 minutes. But what's important for you to hear, I want you to check this because this was an ad, or it was a live feed from a media outlet that was just, they were just amazed as the as to the response that they were given concerning the statistics after finding out that the CEO making $10 million a year, making a prey of all of his customers, rejecting 90% of those that made claim, right? They're just blown away that anybody would actually stand up and say justice was done. Hey, folks, justice guards your liberties. And if the government isn't going to do their job, the people, their delegated authority, their said representatives aren't going to do their job, sooner or later, you're going to get the vigilantes. And right now, they're breeding enemies that they don't want. And I'm talking about the corrupt. I'm not talking about righteous government here, friends. I'm talking about the corrupt. I want you to check this out. This is a live feed. Listen carefully as to what she has to say.
A Facebook post that was put up by United Health Group expressing sadness about the CEO's death. It received 62,000 reactions. 57,000 of them were laughing emoji. They note that a Facebook post that was put up by United Health Group expressing sadness about the CEO's death. It received 62,000 reactions. 57,000 of them were laughing.
57,000 people out of the 62,000 responses were happy that it happened. Hey, folks, do you know how I always continuously share with you the Saul Alinsky tactic? Because this is what the enemies of righteousness are using. Cause the enemy, the 343 million people, cause the majority of the people to believe that we're the majority, and do your best to belittle them, browbeat them into submission, into believing that they are the minority if they don't go along with us. Is that stand true? She said 62,000 responses. 57,000 responses to the CEO's death were all with an emoji, a smiley face. They were happy that it was done. What do you think the pulse of the American people is? I just brought this up yesterday. Am I for domestic insurrection? Absolutely not. But I will tell you this, folks. Riot is the voice of the unheard. And if the government doesn't stand up, I'm talking about our representatives, stand up and enforce the law and condemn the guilty party, you are going to get a response. I know much of this is all by design. That's why it's important that you do it lawfully. That you do it lawfully. This kid that took the life of the CEO is being hailed as a hero. He's being hailed as a hero for taking vengeance and setting the standard of justice upon the heads of the wicked. Because Americans, the voice that I'm hearing right now is that you have had enough of this nonsense and the crimes that they're guilty of committing against we the people. And again, rightfully so. Absolutely. Why? Because I just said it. You can oppress a people for only so long before they stand up and respond. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sal, again, just hang on with me. If you guys want to call in, please do. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get to this content, but I need more time is what I need. 281-845-4704. I want you to see this. This is making its rounds right now. You know how we talk about over here? We're not whining about it. We're just letting you know that this is all aimed at you concerning the censorship that's going on with big tech, the mainstream media. The government's doing absolutely nothing about it, but appeasing the American people. It's a violation of the First Amendment. I mean, if I was talking in a subversive manner, I could understand why they would say, you know what, you're promoting pornography, your vulgarities are unacceptable, the expletives, they're just, again, it's not going to be on our platform. I totally get that. Why? Because the law stands on our side. There's laws against all of that. Okay, you can't lie, so on and so forth. Freedom of speech is, and you can just say whatever you want and go without being held accountable. Well, you all the well know Facebook was censoring everybody and anybody, and they're still doing it, that speaks out against this vaccine. But what's happening is the waters are starting to come back over. And I'm pleased about that because it shows a positive that the people are standing up and they're wide awake as to what's going on. And as I just shared with you a moment ago, 62,000 responses after that CEO was murdered. I'm not justifying murder, friends. But I am elated when I see justice. And what I'm talking about is make distinction biblically. The reason America's in trouble today is because they have given up God's statutes and his laws and his commandments for man's. And Jesus told us to do just the exact opposite. There's no fear of consequence in committing the crime in America. No, your said politicians are allowed to go ahead and promote it, act out without what? Repercussion, consequence, because they think that they're above the law. They're the ones that are promoting it, along with those nine black-robed tyrants called the Supreme Court. Oh, folks, look what they're doing. They're calling it free speech to go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Teach kids how to kill. Teach them how to rape. Teach them how to fornicate. Teach them how to do this. No, that all violates our law. Therefore, there's no freedom to do it. Why? Because God didn't give it to us. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Okay, period. And that's where true freedom is found, in Christ. But what I want you to see is Mark Zuckerberg, if that's even the clown's name. He's a CIA plant. There's enough information out there, friends, to know it like the back of your hand. They're all players. They're all extorted. They're all told what to do. Or if not, then we're going to turn you out to the people, and we're going to show them who you really are. Okay? During the time of the pandemic, at the offset of this created crisis, I want you to see Mark Zuckerberg go on to his own platform and tell his own people about the said vaccines. Okay, you ready for this? It's important that you watch it just to show you how what works for them, but it doesn't work for us if they don't want it to work for us. Nonsense. 343 million people tolerating the crimes of less than 1.7% of the people. Do the math. Check this out.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. So,
okay, so what we have here is, I want you to just read this. This is August of 2021. Zuckerberg warns staff not to take the said vaccines. Yet he continuously advocates it to the masses. So he tells them not to take it, and then when others are trying to tell the public at large not to take it, and I'm not telling you not to take it, I'm telling you to hold the people that are trying to force you to take it, I'm telling you to hold them accountable, because they don't have the law on their side. Nor do they have any point of reference when it comes to the Constitution, but we do have point of reference that the burden of proof is on them, which over and over and over again, the Supreme Court and federal courts throughout the United States, and I'm talking about state Supreme Courts, have already pulled the rug on these governors. But when it was time for the people to act and stand up and obey the law, who did they obey? They obeyed the tyrant rather than what the law said. In spite of the good judges coming out and saying, hey, listen, this is a violation of the 14th Amendment. They have no constitutional authority doing this whatsoever. Nope. They sat back and they let the tyrant be the tyrant. Rather than impeaching them and prosecuting them for their crimes against humanity and all of their unlawful decrees and edicts, what did they do? They did nothing but to submit to the tyrants. And I'm not saying all, but I'm saying a good portion of the people did. I also want to go back on that and make you also aware of the fact that they would have you believe that a certain amount of people have taken the shot. Not true. If it was true, then they wouldn't be doing it again. This is what they do over and over. They embellish their numbers. They always want to make you feel deemed. They always want to make you feel singled out. They want to demonize you. And the fact of the matter is, you have to man up and say, you know what? Demonize me. But the more you afflict me, the more I'm going to multiply, and I'm going to take it out there. Did you guys know, as a matter of fact, during the pandemic, at the right when they kicked off this whole crisis, did you know that I went to a local billboard company and we got 5 billboards telling people and warning people of the consequences of taking those bioweapons, and we gave them statistics? Did you know that that billboard company would not publish those on the roads? They're accomplices to the crime. Mark Zuckerberg is accomplice to the crime. All of those platforms that have censored the American people, censored people and their platforms, pulling their platforms like YouTube and Facebook did ours. They need to be held accountable for their crimes, Americans. There's no other way that you are going to preserve what you have without it. And I'm, again, talking lawfully. I know how the enemy wants to try to make me out to be some guy that's out there just doing, spraying things that he shouldn't be saying. Well, wait a second. Who's breaking the law, me or them? They are. Make distinction. I'm going to take Sal. Sal, thank you for holding on, my friend, from Aurora, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I just want to let you know that you, if you're in an assisted living facility like my fiance and I are, and they say you have to take shot, you have to take PCR test, no, you don't. And we have not, and we shall not. It violates our rights. Yep. It violates our choice to make our own medical decisions. And they're not happy about it. And they quarantined us because we wouldn't take the PCR test.
Sal.
Which also violates my rights.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to go for. You know what? You need to find, and this is one of the issues that we're having. We had a Justin, her name was Justine, a senator from Arizona. I forgot her last name. We had her on the show. When I was in Arizona, I was preaching in the old Supreme Court. In that capital. And what was interesting is she came forth with the information telling the people, all of those that were present at that time, all the said representatives, that it was the Supreme Court that basically told all the bars, all the attorneys throughout the United States, that they were to stand down in defending anybody that might suffer the consequence of these bioweapons. That came directly from the Supreme Court. And what they're using is administrative law, which undermines the Constitution. It's not lawful. They have no constitutional authority. First and foremost, Sal, we never delegated authority for them to do it in the first place. But what I was going to suggest is this. You need to find an attorney with some intestinal fortitude, and you need to take it right back and send the message that you are not going to play their little dangerous game. You do know, Sal, that they're incentivized to make sure that you get is what they would call vaccinated, right? They're incentivized to get you. Yeah, the list goes on. The list goes on, and I'm sure you're well aware of it.
I just wanted to add to this that we haven't stayed in our apartments. We have doctor's appointments and all that. And they said, go back to your apartment. And I said to the nurse, stop us. We have medical appointments to go to. You stop us if you want to do Amen. That. And they didn't, and they shall not.
Amen. I appreciate that. Hey, you know what, guy? If we had a lot more of that, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. That's what it takes. Make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. What happens when you don't make yourself sheep, like Sal's talking about from Aurora, Colorado? What are they going to do? This is a guy that knows the law. We better be careful of him. That's exactly what they think. And it's exactly how they respond to it. I was just highlighting the fact that in California right now, I did talk to some of my friends in California yesterday because I did not want to embellish this, but I'd asked them, they're in Santa Fe, Rancho Santa Fe area in California, Southern California. And what's interesting is I said, are you feeling the effects of what this little communist Gavin Newsom is doing out there? And they said, what's going on? And how the state is under a state of emergency. Again, you need to understand a lot of these edicts, friends, these executive orders, if they do not run congruent to the U.S. Constitution, they're null and void. They're null and void. The state of California, like in every other state where we're dealing with these little tyrant wannabes, we need to stand up and we need to lawfully round them up and impeach them and hold them and prosecute them for their crimes. Folks, they would never see the day of light again. And it goes back to what I continuously tell the people on the show. Either you're going to deal with the corrupt, or else the corrupt's just going to be used to judge you for disobedience towards God. It's true. Deuteronomy 28:63. Read it when you get a moment. Leviticus 26, starting verse 14, go to 46. It's real simple to understand what's going on here. But look at this. California. My friends in Santa Fe said they're not seeing or hearing any of this stuff. They're feeling no effects of this. So they could be just throwing this out here just to gauge the people to see how the people are going to respond. And that's exactly what they're doing. Hey, folks, they're only going to do whatever you let them get away with. My goodness. And it's not good enough for you to just say, no, we're not doing that. Ask the question. The burden of proof is on them. Where did you get the authority from the people to do that? They don't have it. They're getting their authority, folks, and they're assuming authority from the special interest groups that are foreign to we the people and the U.S. Constitution. That's where they're getting it. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Yep.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, you guys on other platforms, the ones that I can't see, 281-845-4704. Todd, I'll pull you up from California. Let's make this one quick. I got to get to some of this content. Go for it, my friend.
Okay, let's go start from Manhattan Beach, go down to Hermosa, Redondo, go to Palos Verdes, and then you go to that place that you just mentioned, Rancho, whatever.
Santa Fe.
All those places are of privilege, my dear friend, and all those places do not even put their kids through high school the normal way you and I do. They pay off the teachers. The teachers are all bought off in the California school systems, and I can get into a whole in-depth dealy-bop with you on that one day. But let's just remember, what I'm telling you is the entire system from Manhattan Beach. Oh, and let's not forget the Dalton School that's out there on the East Coast. All these schools of privilege are where you see all these people that never go to school but have someone do the grades for them, including college. Hello, Teddy Kennedy. Come on. We know this. Joe Biden couldn't even practically get out of law school unless someone did the test for him. These are the people that come from these so-called privileged areas.
Okay.
These are so-called ruler elites, you know. They're not rulers. They're not elite. God will have his judgment. And I will tell you this, Bradley, watch this. I made a statement about Palos Verdes over 5 years ago, I believe. I believe God gave me a vision of that place sliding into the ocean. And look what's happening.
Yeah, right.
You
right.
watch. Yeah. God's word is not slack. If he wants a mountain moved, it's sliding into the ocean.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to make this quick because I want to stick to the topic here, my friend, and I got other stuff I got to nail here. So let's make it quick, please.
Those are the areas that I'm telling you about. The one that you just said, Rancho
Santa Fe.
Anything Rancho here in California is a place of privilege, just about. Okay. You're talking million-dollar homes. You're talking that the kids never finish. They never even really go to school. They got the parents paying off the teachers for the grades.
Yep.
Okay? That's how they get into the Ivy, the Harvards, the everything else.
Yep, yep,
okay?
I get it, yep. I mean, the people I know there, the people I know there, Todd, are fantastic people. They work their fingers to the bone. Their kids are extremely smart. Matter of fact, they're even on the school board there. So I suspect that we're talking about the public school system there, or what are we talking about?
The public school system is bought. We knew, my son went to therapy with a gentleman's son, and his caretaker, who was from Manhattan Beach, worked in the Manhattan Beach School District. Let me say this, those teachers are bought. Anything those kids want, you got to remember who's there in Manhattan Beach. That's Hollywood, that's FBI, that's SpaceX, that's NASA. That's blah, 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 military-industrial complex, Raytheon, DynCorp. They're all right there, okay? So, of course, these kids are not going to have the normal education.
Yep. I totally appreciate it, man. I got to go on here, and I wanted to stick to the topic, and we kind of took a left turn there. So with that said, no disrespect, but the bottom line is I got to get to the topics that I need to get to. We're talking about resistance to tyrants as obedience to God, and I want you to understand exactly why I titled it that today. Earlier, I was highlighting an article from the outlets that divulge the information or disclose the information concerning Denzel Washington and Hollywood's con man, you know, the guy that wants to tell everybody how they're supposed to live their life. Denzel Washington, interestingly enough, he was just publicly, you know, he paid for all this just in time that he was named as one of the pedophiles by the videos are online, friends. You can go ahead and check it out by none other than this young lady right here, Allie Carter, who seen Denzel Washington violating and acting like an absolute, what do I want to say, a fool, a predator that he is. And interestingly enough, and this is the point that I need to make, and then I'm going to get over to the conversation, what was brought up was the fact that he all of a sudden got baptized publicly. He had to let the whole world know. That's why I'm telling you it's bought and paid for. And not only that, but he also got his minister's license. This is the guy that tells everybody how they're supposed to live their life. Well, with that, friends, the response that I get is, I want to share this response with you because I told him, I said, well, go ahead and call in, test your steel, guy. I just honestly, friends, cannot believe the ignorance of the American people. I really honestly cannot. And what was interesting, he comes back after he reads the article. Denzel Washington, a sexual predator, named by Allie Carter, okay, highlighting Denzel Washington for his crimes being committed against kids at a P. Diddy party. He says this to me. He says, my Bible says slander no man. Really? So like when a cop pulls somebody over for committing a crime, is that police officer that's enforcing the law because he loves his government? Is he slandering the man that's committing a crime, or is he pointing the finger at him and hold him accountable for the crime that he committed? This is where the big gap is between the American people and the Spirit of God. Your sins have separated you between you and your God. Isaiah 59. Read the whole chapter. I said to him in response, I said, ask the victim's knucklehead. Hey, folks, if you want to approach me in sincerity, you're going to get a sincere response. If you want to go ahead and debate me on your ignorance, you can go ahead and do that and test your little wooden sword. But again, if you're not going to call in and be sincere about it, I am going to contend for the faith the way that I'm called to and the way that the Spirit of God leads me to do so, Jude 3 and 4. I said, why don't you go ahead and ask the victims then, knucklehead? Right? I almost couldn't even believe he said it. I said, the video is there of Ali Carter telling you of who was at those parties. And it wasn't just Denzel Washington. It was also Russell Brand. It was also all those politicians and all of those individuals in Hollywood that call themselves celebrities. They were all named. Why? Because they're all extorted. That's why. He said, I've researched a lot of the stuff you say and found it false. Okay, so she, you know, that's what Alex said. She said nobody wants to address the issues concerning these politicians. Barack Obama was named. She was raped by Barack Obama. She was raped by Joe Biden. I mean, she just went on with all the names. And she said nobody wants to come to the reality of the crimes that are being committed against the kids. She said, the victim did, they all want to talk about the celebrities and the politicians. She said, and you know who's being overlooked? The kids. That's exactly right. The kids. Why do I say that? Because this has been going on for decades in this country, friends. And then I said back to him, I said, so the Bible teaches that you are not to call out sin? That must be a different Bible, dude. I said, you're scary. And along with that, you're ignorant. You're willfully ignorant. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And he said, yeah, if you know it to be true. I already knew what I was dealing with. I was dealing with a guy that is not living in this tangible reality that we're living in. He lives off of feeding off of Micah 6:16, the narrative that has been driven to create a deceptive bubble for you to believe that everything's okay in this world, when in fact you're under attack. Your children are under attack. Everything you are is under attack. And why is that? Because you are under the judgments of God. I said, glad you aren't my dad. And I said, you know it's true. He said, okay, pal. I said, just being honest, I said, you're a coward. That's what you are. You're a coward. He said, is that all you preach about at your church is anti-government? Hey, folks, hold on with me after this. Anti-government. I said to him, I said, have you read the Declaration of Independence? Have you taken the time to see that 3/4 of that documentation is our signers, 3% of the population, the Black Robe Regiment, and 3 million colonists that threw off a tyrant across the pond that wouldn't be ruled by God? I said, that reminds me of 1 Kings 18 when Elijah was on top of the mountain. And do you remember what King Ahab, the king that did more evil than the kings that went before him, along with Jeroboam, do you remember what he said to him on the backside of the desert in 1 Kings 18, verse 17? When Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that trouble Israel? And what did Elijah say to him? I haven't troubled Israel, but you, you corrupt king, and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Balaam. Then he went to the top of the mountain. The Lord dropped the fire. All the prophets were killed, and the Lord was known. Right? What's also interesting is the ignorance of the American people to suggest that any time that our said representatives are a government unto themselves. I want you to hold on with me for a moment. Hold on with me for a moment, folks. We're going to keep rolling here. Because it's important that I encourage people to know the difference. Okay, folks, we're going to keep going here. I want you to understand something. And this is what I told this ignoramus. And that's exactly what he is. Purposely, willfully. He said, so when I watch your show, it's anti-government. Anti-government. Does the government have... Does your representative, your limited representative government, does it have a right to transgress the law? Of course he's not going to answer, because he doesn't know what law is. He doesn't know where law comes from. Do those said representatives, do they derive their just power from the consent of we the people? Why, yes, they do. So do they have a right to violate the people that they're supposed to serve? Absolutely not. Where did those rights come from? They came from the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go ahead and look at your state preamble. And then I said to them, I said, do you have any idea what the preamble of the U.S. Constitution says? Of course not. This is the guy that said, you sound like you're anti-government. No, it's you are pro-ignorant is what you are. I said, what does it say at the beginning of the preamble of the United States Constitution? We the people. How does it end? In the year of our Lord, 1787. I'm not making this up, folks. Then he said, right after that, because he couldn't answer this, this is how you deal with these people. Give them facts. They're stubborn things. They're not going to change. Their ignorance stinks to high heaven. And what do? They tuck their tail and they capitulate because they have no leg to stand on. I told him, I said, you are the very reason that we're in trouble in this country today. And I'm thinking of Hosea 4:6. Then he said to me, he goes, I don't like Trump. I said, Trump has nothing to do with this. Trump does what we allow him to do and what we don't allow him to do. We are the government. He is the representative. Read the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. And I said, what is his job? Article 2, Section 3, to enforce the law, not to tear him down. I said, gee whiz, dude. He said, you're a Pharisee. I didn't even ask him, do you know what a Pharisee is? I said, no, the difference is, and I'm sharing with you, the difference is Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees because of their self-righteousness. Well, this guy didn't even have that. He was just parroting what he heard from his ignorant friends coming from the pulpits in America, the children of the apostate, the hirelings, John 10:12. So what I did is I jumped over to his website really quick. I seen his top scroll, and it was like he's a worldling. That's what he is. But he professes to be what he's not. Anti-government. It reminds me of the ignorance that I see all across this country. When you obey the law, and someone's breaking the law, and you're on the side of the law, and you are right, and you're doing right because you are right in the sight of God, do the lawbreakers somehow have a right to go ahead and do what they want? If you're right or not, it doesn't matter. They're going to condemn the righteous? No, that's an abomination in the sight of God, Proverbs 17:15. And let me just say this in passing real quick. I want you to listen to me carefully, because this applies to all of us. And common sense again comes into play. Listen carefully. You know how I always tell you, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left? Will you listen to that and put that together? Why is Americans divided? Why are they divided? Because they're allowing the people that mean to divide them so they can conquer them. That's what this is about. You know, it's okay that we have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. Well, you've seen what's been going on in the public school system for the last, 60 and 70 years, where the federal government is illegally indoctrinating children. And the states sit back, they lower the law, they dim the light by which they perceive their own guilt if we would enforce it, right? Romans 3:20. But if there is no law, there is no transgression, Romans 4:15. But the federal government is doing what the people allow them to do. And the good people in this country allow their kids to be indoctrinated by their sworn enemies. So what sort of harvest do you think that you're going to reap from that? That's where that's coming from, okay? But I want you to listen to this. Let me say it a different way. There is no left side to our laws. There isn't a right-left paradigm, friends. The problem you are having today is those that call themselves the right have now become what you believe to be the left. There is absolutely no difference. This is why we say that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Why? Because they have veered from the standard. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the lawgiver. And because they have veered from him and to his whole word, this is why they hate holiness. This is why they argue with the Lord in the Word. The only argument against the Bible is what? Their sin. in their unholy stature, their own their unholy standing. That's the only argument that they have. And it doesn't stand. It judges them, and they receive the curse, and the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. But folks, this is what you're dealing with in this country. The absolute base ignorance of the American people is scary. They don't even know what's right anymore, but yet they have deceived themselves into believing that they belong to the Lord. Let me ask you, does it not say, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him? How is God's will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven if you don't even know his will? How is this government to be established, which it is? We just need to take the broom of obedience and sweep it away and get back and put our feet upon the rock through reformation lawfully. But if we don't want to do that, we're going to get more of this. And the more of this is what's destroying the country. And it's coming from the grown-ups in this country that haven't taken the time to know the difference. I'm going to be talking about this probably this Sunday at church. We got church every Sunday at 9 o'clock. We got about 4,000 or 5,000 people that come. You're more than welcome. 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. I just want to ask you before we end, were our forefathers, were they disobedient to government, or were they establishing government, namely the branch of righteousness through David? Were they breaking the law, or were they establishing the law? They were establishing the law. Okay. You all well know that three quarters of the Declaration of Independence is our forefathers throwing off corruption. That's why it's called resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, which is taken way, way out of context in contrast to its very meaning. Were our forefathers, were they anti-government? Like, for example, when Patrick Henry said Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I is Cromwell, and George III treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most out of it. What was that? Was that anti-government? Was it anti-government when Moses faced off with Pharaoh and told him to let my people go in Exodus 5:1? Or was Moses establishing government? When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up against the face of Nebuchadnezzar, were they breaking the law, or were they obeying the law and establishing government in the face of a tyrant? Read Daniel 3:2. I just highlighted Elijah being confronted by Ahab. Ahab calling the devil, calling him the troubler. Yep, troubler of his kingdom. And he was threatened by the anointing on Elijah's life to set the record straight. And that's exactly what the Lord did through Elijah's life. But he was the one that was threatened by Elijah, because Elijah was a holy prophet and he was a debased, reprobate devil is what he was. Okay. Was it anti-government when the Lord sent forth the greatest prophet born of women, namely John the Baptist, Luke 3:19, when he confronted all the evils of King Herod? Was that anti-government, or was that obedience to God, and was that fulfilling the government in which we are established on today? Okay, let's put it into perspective, friends, because this is exactly what I'm going to preach and tell the day I'm not here anymore. I'm establishing his will on this earth when I hold to his government. Put this up against Isaiah 42:21. Put this up against Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. I mean, it's just absolutely embarrassing, again, the ignorance of the American people. Hey, let me ask you this, and I'm going to end with this. Was it anti-government when the Lord sent the angel to break Peter out of the prison in Acts 12:7 through 11? Just asking the question. Am I being sarcastic? Yep. My Bible tells me I'm not supposed to answer a fool in his folly, but I'm answering according to their sincerity. Do you remember when Jesus said to the Herodians and the Pharisees that came up to him and said, hey, listen, get out of here, else Herod's going to come kill you? Remember the Pharisees leaned into the Gentiles? Remember the Pharisees leaned into corruption in government? That's why Jesus told us to beware of it in Mark 8:15. Do you remember all that? And do you remember Jesus saying in Luke 13:32, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and I cure today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Was that disobeying government, or was that the fulfilling of government? To stand against corruption, friends, is to obey the living God. And that is exactly what we're going to do here, regardless if the devil and his minions like it or not. We are not to become or overcome with evil, but we're to overcome evil with good. And that is exactly what we're going to do. And finally, 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, as unto governors, those that have been appointed and representatives of the people, they are sent by God for the punishment of those that commit evil and for the praise of them that do well, not the other way around. Folks, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I'm sure you all know who John Hancock is. John Hancock is the guy that first signed his name on that parchment called the Declaration of Independence. And he wrote his name so big, so the corrupt king across the pond, the tyrant that would not be ruled by God, could read it without his spectacles on, said John Hancock. What did he say? John Hancock said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction, and with the proper sense of your dependence upon God, nobly defend those God-given rights which heaven gave and that no man ought to take from us. To do otherwise, friends, is absolute ignorance to the utmost. That is an invitation to the tyrants to go ahead and make way with you, your family, what you have, and the whole lot of it. And if you want to make yourself sheep, friends, and allow the wolves to devour, you're on your own. And I can tell you that is a lack of Christianity at every given step. If you haven't taken the time to know who the Black Robe Regiment is, if you haven't taken the time to know the history of your forefathers, why don't you understand the godliness of those men and the righteousness in which they have established? We have the longest standing constitution 250 years later. And only the Lord can do that. And yet the American people refuse to have the knowledge to right the wrongs. As I've said 1,000 times, how do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? Now, I see a phone call up there, and I'm not going to take it because I don't know the name. I don't know what the conversation's about, whatever the case is. I need more information. I do thank you for holding on, but you're going to have to wait for tomorrow. We'll probably pick up some of this content that we're talking about now, and we'll rehearse it in the ears of the people tomorrow just to kind of do a part two and fulfilling this little exposition that we've had today and tomorrow. I do love the phone calls. I do appreciate the phone calls. And again, when you call in, I want to make it your show, but I want to stick to the topic if we're hot on one trail concerning a narrative that we need to stay and encouraging others how to stand up. Thanks for the phone call, Sal. That was fantastic, the way that you encouraged the people. And again, we just love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. It is New Year's Eve, and I guess tomorrow's New Year's Day. It's probably the boringest day known to mankind, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Well, it is what it is. I'll see you in 23. I'll be here with you tomorrow. Talk to you then. See ya.